Shalom, Berachot, many blessings of peace. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Rock HaOr Audio Visual Learning Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining with me. We're in our stories portion, and our story is entitled, A Couple of Chickens, and that and is a very big and. And our stories are in the loving memory of Mrs. Ethel Chana Sakash Belk. May she rest in peace. Kids of all ages, this is a story that is told in the Talmud. And it's a true story. And it's a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And so it's also a story about the Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin Chanina Dosa. One day in Palestine, many, many years ago. How many years, Dr. Akiva Gamlil? Well, kids of all ages, about 3,000, maybe 2,000 years ago, a little more than 2,000 years ago, there was a man who came to the Palestine area, and he purchased some chickens, and he placed them in a sack, and we're going to call the sack kind of like a burlap type sack, a woven sack. And he was leaving town, and as he was leaving town, he was distracted. And so he set the sack of chickens down on the porch of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And the man continued to be distracted, and he walked and walked and walked, and then after a period of time realized he had set the sack of chickens down and he didn't know where he had set them. So obviously he returned to where he thought the area was, but it wasn't there. That wasn't the house. He walked up and down one street and another, and he could not remember. He was disoriented. He could not remember where he set the chickens down. Well, Rabbi Dosa, he came home and he saw this sack and he heard this cluck, 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 cluck in the sack, and he opens it up and here are these chickens. So he calls his wife and he asks his wife, what are these chickens doing here? And she didn't know. And so the Rebbetzin said, I don't know. Well, the rabbi said, somebody has left these chickens, and they have forgotten them. And we have to care for these chickens. HaTorah requires that we care for these chickens. So he said, that means we're going to have to buy feed for them, and that means that we're going to have to not use the eggs. And so Rabbi Dosa and his wife, they began feeding these chickens. And they were a very, very poor family. And so it really was a sacrifice for them to feed the chickens. And then before long, the chickens multiplied. And there were more chickens. And then there were more chickens. So then they had to sell the eggs to help buy feed to feed the chickens. And had to keep records of everything that they were doing. And so after a while, they had so many chickens, and they had only a very small place. They decided, we're going to sell all these chickens, and this is the and that we were talking about a little while ago, and we'll buy goats with the money from the chickens. So that's what they did. And the goats would not cost as much to take care of. They could eat grass, and they could eat other things, and they could sell the milk or whatever, and the proceeds would be for the individual. that they belonged to, even though they didn't know who it was. So a period of time passes, and the man that set the chickens down on their porch one day was walking by Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's home, and he looks up and he sees the porch, and he goes to his friend that is with him. "This is the place where I left the chickens." Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was listening, and he heard that comment, and so he walks out to meet the man. He says, "What chickens are you talking about?" And the man, of course, explains, "Well, sometime back, I was passing this way, something distracted me. I set a sack down with chickens on it." And Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa says, "Do you have any proof? Can you describe the sack? Can you give us some indication that shows you are the legal owner?" And so the man describes the woven sack, and that there was a color at the top of the sack, of the brim. And he describes a couple of other points. And so then Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa says, "I found your chickens, and I have cared for them ever since you left them here. And they multiplied and multiplied and became so many that it became too difficult for us. And so we sold eggs to buy feed and more chickens and on. And now we got to a point where we just couldn't go any further. It was too difficult. And so we sold the chickens and we bought all these goats. Look at all these goats. All these goats belong to you. And all that is entitled to me is just the expenses of what I spent to feed them." And of course, the man was overwhelmed. He was very excited and very happy and pleased. And of course, he did pay the cost for the feed. So, kids of all ages, think of what the moral of this lesson is. The moral of this lesson is to be honest. To be honest in all of our dealings. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa and the Rebbetzin were very poor people. They could have looked at this like, "Oh, the creator of the universe has given us some chickens for Shabbat." But they didn't look at it like that. They looked at it like another individual owns these chickens, and it is our job to care for them until that individual returns. And they took that additional responsibility on themselves. And that tells us sometimes that, for example, when our mother or our father or a grandparent or a brother or sister might not feel good and may need additional attention, like maybe helping take a little soup to their bedroom or helping with extra chores in the house, sometimes those things are necessary because we are supposed to help our neighbor and help our family. And that's what Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa and the Rebbetzin did. They helped their neighbor. They helped another individual. This was an individual they didn't even know, and they helped him. They were also very honest because instead of taking these chickens for themselves, like, who would know if we took these chickens to the market and sold them? We could make some money. They didn't do that. They took care of their unknown brothers' chickens. And it was not easy for them. It was difficult for them. Yet they took this extra burden on themselves because they were very, very righteous people. And then, of course, they didn't even as much as use one egg, one chicken, one goat, any milk or cheese from the goats for their own personal benefit. Everything that came from the chickens or the goats was returned to its rightful owner. Now think of what a lesson and an honesty that is. Think of how incredible it is. It's not like finding a wallet on the street. This is like being left a very large set of responsibilities that one has to take care of. And they didn't ask for this. It was just left at their doorstep. They could have griped. They could have complained. They could have been unhappy. Didn't matter. They had a responsibility, and because of their incredible honesty, they fulfilled their responsibility. And of course, that's what the Creator of the universe wants all children of all ages who are B'nai Noachides and who are B'nai Yisrael to do, is to be honest and to help their fellow human being. Thank you for joining with me, and I pray that all of us will observe and follow the observances of HaTorah, and may Hashem bless each of us that does observe HaTorah. Shalom, shalom.